join. We are going to start our Polish Race media availabilities with our winning team. We have crew chief of the number 22 team, Paul Wolf, and vice chairman of Team Penske, Walt Zarnicki. Congratulations to you both. You want to just kind of walk us through those final laps and how you're feeling?
Yeah, thank you. Obviously a long day for us, starting with a not so great qualifying effort yesterday, but we knew we had a good car after practice yesterday, and felt like we fought hard all day and chipped away at it. The track got pretty racy, which was encouraging. We weren't sure, that it would widen out. Obviously practice tends to be pretty single file, and it was hard to pass, but our cars were good enough. I think all the Penske cars obviously were very fast today, as a bunch of us got to be up front and lead laps. So showed the strength of that, and just the 22 team just fighting all day. Like I mentioned, not good qualifying effort. Our pit stall was not ideal, but the guys really adapted well to that, and had a solid day on pit road considering the pit stall selection. And Joey did what he typically does at the end of these races when you put him in position. And I think Coleman said it. There's nobody better at it than him. And he just continues to show us that as we go along here. And it's exciting to be part of. And I'm glad we could get our first win of the season. It's been a bit of a struggle this year to get the results that I feel like we've shown the speed, but we haven't put it all together, and it was nice to just have a nice solid day and be able to find victory lane finally.
Walt.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, congratulations to Paul and to Joey. Before the race, I was asking Paul what his strategy was, given the fact that our starting position wasn't exactly optimal. And I said, what's your strategy? He said, we got a fast car. So that worked. But no, I'm really proud of this team. Team Penske's been bringing good competitive cars for the first 11 races. We've been in the hunt at every one of them. We've qualified very well, had a chance to win some other races, now two in a row. I hope that's a real momentum builder for us. But again, if we weren't bringing good cars or there were other issues, that's one thing. But we've been there, so Blaney's time is coming too. So,
all right, we'll get right to questions. We'll start right up here with Justin.
Thanks. Justin Schuler with Athlon Sports. First, for both of you, and Walt, you kind of touched on it with Blaney, but is this like a sigh of relief? Now, I know Cindric won, last weekend, and now Joey's got this win here. So is this kind of now a sigh of relief after such a struggle at the start of the season, and kind of just what does that kind of weight off your shoulders feel like for an organization like yours?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd characterize it as a sigh of relief, but rather it reduces the pressure. The fact that here we are, I think this is the 11th race of the year, and we got two cars in already for the playoffs. So it allows the team to, I won't say freewheel, but to be able to do some things that perhaps they might not have been otherwise to do. Now the mission is to get Ryan Blaney into the playoffs. So, but again, I said to Paul coming over, I used that expression. I said, well, the pressure's off, and he agreed. So, Paul.
Yeah, no, it's like you said, we've had fast cars. We've been in position. I think Blaney's surely could have won multiple races. And, I really appreciate, that relationship we have amongst our teams, and specifically the 12. We work very closely together. And it's kind of ironic how at the end of the race we were racing the 12 for the win today. And I saw Hassler after the race and, told him how much I appreciate our relationship and how well we work together. And the way the racing is with limited track time these days and things like that, I think it's very important, the teamwork aspect and how well we're able to help one another to ultimately make us better on race day. And as the race goes on, we continue to work together, and I appreciate that and recognize how important it is.
A second question for you, Paul. We talk about, or we hear at least from you guys and the drivers, about track position being so crucial for especially these mile and a halves with this car. But when I look at the finishing order, no one started in the top 10 except for Kyle Larson that finished in the top 10. Can even go to the top 12. So it's like the starting and the finish grid completely flipped. do you have an idea of maybe what caused that or like strategies?
Well, like I said, when I opened up, I feel like the track actually widened out pretty well, and there was multiple lanes. You know, we didn't see that in practice, and you know, in practice, we caught cars that we were, you know, three tenths faster than, and you just get stuck behind them because there's one lane, nowhere to go. So as the race got going and the track widened out, there was opportunity there if you had fast cars. And like I told Wall, I thought we had really good, we showed really good pace in practice and was optimistic if the track widened out, we could work our way to the front. And I think ultimately that's why you saw that, because there was opportunity. There was a little bit of strategy today with two tires. I saw multiple cars do two tires to get track position. We looked at it a couple times, like I spoke of our pit stall selection, that makes it a little more difficult when you're trying to come around cars and really to optimize the position gain by doing two tires. We didn't feel like we were going to gain enough because potentially you have to wait for the car to come. The 35 was coming around us pretty much every pit stop as he was pitted right in front of us. So there's that delay time there. And when you're trying to do two tires, sometimes you're better off just committing to four, and that was kind of our strategy all day. And fortunately, our car was fast enough that we could make our way to the front without doing the two tires.
Let's go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Paul, does this, I assume after last week you're like, God, if we don't make the playoffs by 30 points or something, I'm going to be, just look back at that and just be angry. So, like, does this kind of heal anything from last week?
Well, I mean, obviously, wins heal a lot of things and fix a lot of problems. And, you know, last week was unfortunate. And you know, we're not proud of what happened there. You know, it was nothing intentional. It was really a learning moment. Like I've told all the guys in our meetings this week, you know, we know what happened, or we have a pretty good idea what happened, and we need to make sure that doesn't happen again and move forward. Fortunately, we have great partners and owners that understand that, you know, sometimes it's just part of the sport, and we're all working on the edge. You know, it's hard to compete if you're not, and trying to get all you can, and it was something that we could have done a better job of to not have happen with that penalty post race. So we've continued to look forward from that, and I think that showed this weekend our focus was on continuing to bring fast cars and put ourselves in position. So yes, it feels good, and we put that behind us and learned from it. I got a question for you, Bob, if that's all right. Did you do your picks yet for the championship this year? Are we in that or not? Oh, we are? Okay, good. Joey will be happy to know that. Or maybe he won't. I don't know. I think he likes it when you root against him because that really fires him up.
Why not? By the way, if I may, I want to give a shout-out to Benjamin and Sebastian Wirth, who came here from Germany. They're the principals of the Wirth Company that's been a long-time sponsor, partner of ours, sponsored this event. They've been on our cars for several years. So they made the trip from Germany, and these two men are just absolutely over the moon. In fact, in Victory Lane, one of them asked me, he said, well, what's the next race we should come to? I said, well, maybe we ought to wait till the playoffs start, and we'll make a selection. But they're eager to come back. So it's great when we're able to do that in front of our sponsors and from the event sponsor as well.
Do we have any other questions for Walt or Paul? All right. Thanks so much for the time and congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. Thank you.